so proud if she finds that I've been round to see you.
To see you.
Tell her that I'm well and feeling fine.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Americans held in Russia are getting closer to home. Turkey is helping orchestrate a major prisoner swap between Washington and Moscow. CBS's Nancy Cordes at the White House.
Evan Gershkovich, the Wall Street Journal reporter who was accused of espionage. And then there's Paul Whelan. He is a former U.S. Marine. He was taken into custody nearly 6 years ago, also accused of espionage, also sentenced to 16 years. He has been in Russian penal colonies ever since. And then the third American is Alsu Kurmasheva. She is a Russian-American radio reporter who was also taken into custody last year.
CBS's Olivia Gazis.
We are still awaiting the details of who was swapped for whom. We do know it's been publicly reported that the Russians have had their eyes on a convicted murderer held in a German prison whose name is Vadim Krasikov. That had been their area of focus. They had repeatedly expressed interest in getting his release, but he was not in U.S. custody. He was in German custody.
Israel revealed today that it killed the head of Hamas's military wing in a Gaza strike 2 weeks ago. Mourners turned out today in Iran, where the top Hamas political leader was assassinated this week, allegedly by Israel. Secretary of State Blinken is warning against an escalation in the Middle East.
Right now, the path that the region is on is toward more conflict, more violence, more suffering, more insecurity. And it is crucial that we break this cycle. And that starts with a ceasefire.
Ukraine has received its first U.S.-built F-16 fighter jets, but Russia vows they will not influence the war. CBS's Cammy McCormick.
A Kremlin spokesman says the F-16 jets won't help Ukraine on the battlefield, and he said there are rewards being offered to shoot them down. The Russian military, he said, is prepared to do that as well. The long-awaited jets arrived from Europe.
The Biden administration proposing a new rule that would ban airlines from charging extra for children 13 and under to sit next to their parent. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg on CBS Mornings.
Within 48 hours of booking, the airline would be required to assign you those seats together. And if they can't come up with that, if it's not available, then they have to offer you the option of getting your money back or being put onto a different flight without having to pay a fare difference where there are those seats together.
He says the rule could save a family of four as much as $200 for a round-trip flight. The Dow is down 370. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The search continues for 85-year-old Karen Wandry from Waterford, with an updated image posted online yesterday. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has a large-scale operation going on using drones, airplanes, and people on horses. People in that area are asked to check outbuildings and review their cameras. A road rage incident involving a gun led to the arrest of a 20-year-old Racine man yesterday. Mount Pleasant police say they found two guns after a traffic stop and are recommending charges including disorderly conduct while armed and possession of marijuana. Racine residents have seven ballot drop boxes available for absentee voting ahead of the August 13th primary election. The boxes are at community centers, the public library, and city hall, with cameras and seals to ensure ballot safety. The 173rd Wisconsin State Fair opens today in West Allis. There's over 100 new food items and, of course, live entertainment. Strong storms are possible, the latest coming up in the forecast. And there's a new public EV charging site available. The Illinois EPA installed the service at a Casey's just across the state line in Beach Park. Officials in the land of Lincoln plan on opening more than 2,600 public charging sites across Illinois soon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Packers training camp continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers had a long practice in pads under the hot sun. Quarterback Jordan Love on how the offense is coming along in his second year as the starter.
We have a lot more chemistry together. We're still working through a lot of things as offense, building that chemistry, just understanding where we need to be on plays, the timing of plays, things like that, what we like versus certain coverages. So I think it's definitely still a work in progress. But compared to last year, I think there's a lot less question marks. Guys understand where we need to be a lot better, and we have a better feel for the offense. But we got to keep building on every day.
Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Braves 6-2. Starter Freddy Peralta held Atlanta to just three hits, but two of them were back-to-back home runs. The Braves lead the league in that category. Pat Murphy.
I thought he was great. He gutted it out. He gave up the back-to-backs, and this team is, that lineup's pretty impressive. I thought Freddy did really good, six innings. I'll take that anytime, the way he went through it, and especially the way he closed it out.
They head to Washington to play the Nationals tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Potawatomi Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80.
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. A thousand people in the street singing songs and carrying signs. Mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
Local news and timeless hits right here at WRJN. August 1st, first day of the Wisconsin State Fair up in West Dallas, and Hot Harbor Nights here in Racine tonight at Festival Park with food trucks and bands from 7 to 10. And that's tonight here in Racine.
Well, she got her daddy's car and she cruised through the hamburger stand now. Seems she forgot all about the library like she told her old man. The radio blasts and goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Rid
well,
away.
Well, where is the standard cause she walks looks and drives like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the 8500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
Like
she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes a T-Bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was giving wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through
now.
But you can come along with me, cause we got a lot of things to do
now. Now you shouldn't
and
lie.
We'll have
fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy
took the T-Bird away.
Fun,
fun, fun, fun, now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Fun, 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 now that daddy took the T-Bird away.
Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. My baby loves loving that is the White Plains. And I always wondered about that. White Plains. Is that because green grass, big hills with all those names taken? You know, it's left. White Plains. Let's do it. And it turns out the original name was the Flower Pot Men. So in that particular case, I think they made a good choice. We have something coming up August 16th at 8 p.m. It's at the Memorial Hall, and it's Pure Soul, a tribute to 60s Motown and 70s Soul. Memorial Hall, Friday, August 16th. Tickets are on sale right now at the events tab, but we gave you the wrong, the last few days, accidentally giving you the wrong event, you know, where you go to get the tickets. It will not be at RacineCivicCenter.com. You want tickets to that awesome show next Friday. You go to the events tab at FestivalPark.com and get the tickets to Pure Soul.
Hi, this is Jane Matnair. If you're looking for me this morning, Greg and I are still around. You can find Matnair on air and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Olympics are underway in Paris, and did you know the Badger State is well represented? 18 athletes on Team USA call Wisconsin home. There are two from the northwestern part of the state, Kenny Benarek, a runner from Rice Lake, and weightlifter Mary Tyson Lappin from Eau Claire. Two from northeast Wisconsin qualified. Tyrese Halliburton is from Oshkosh and plays basketball, and Madeline Wanamaker is a rower from Nina. 14 are from the south central and southeast area, ranging from Margarita Vincenti, competing in fencing. She's from Hartford. Palin Jacobson from Elkhorn is a wrestler. Marie Laborde qualified for judo and is from Kenosha. Then we have Lauren O'Connor from Belleville, Sophia Vitas from Franklin, and Nick Rusher from West Bend. They're all competing in rowing. The Olympic Games continue through August 11th. Go team! Until next time, I'm Terry Ball.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind, this love is fine. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire. Kisses, baby. Feels good. Love you like I love a shoe. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Got you my nails down and I twitch my thumb. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, it drives me crazy. In this room, it's just great balls of fire. Like I love is true. You're fine, so kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. That you're trying to kill that twin on my thumb. Real nervous, somebody show your fun. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
That's Jerry Lee Lewis on WRJN. Local news, we got the timeless hits. And we got the Creedence Clearwater Revival. Oh, yeah. Green River.
Town. daddy do? 'Cause you know, stupid girl, I'm in love with you.
Searchers and WRJ and Local News and Timeless. It's Needles and Pins. You know, Tom Petty and Stevie Nicks did a really great version of that song back in the mid-80s. And it came out and they pulled it just as quick. And I never knew why, but they also did a great live version of that song. You know, he's turning 100. Give me one second here. Sorry about that. I'm choking on a cookie, a very delicious cookie, I might add, from OH, one of those ginger snaps. But anyway, Jimmy Carter is actually turning 100 October 1st. His son is planning a big party down in Georgia. No, I didn't get my invitation. Did you? But another thing, Jimmy has been in hospice for the past 16 months. He was able to attend his wife's funeral, but he's been called one of our greatest former presidents, meaning his contributions after the White House. And I got to tell you, I totally agree with that. WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Are you ready for news?
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Insurance premiums for workers' compensation in Wisconsin are going down. Starting in October, Wisconsin companies will pay 10.5% less on average. That's about $206 million in savings over the next year. Workers' comp pays medical bills and lost wages for employees who get hurt on the job. It's 12 days until Wisconsin's fall primary. Anecdotally, Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Don Millis says he thinks confidence in the process is going up, but he still has concerns about unfounded claims of election fraud.
I'm not necessarily talking about candidates. I'm talking about foreign countries. I'm talking about some of these bad actors who are going to challenge the results of elections or who use social media to foment dissent.
Millis speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents have 7 ballot drop boxes available for absentee voting ahead of the August 13th primary. The boxes are located at community centers, the public library, and City Hall. There are cameras on them, and they're locked with seals to ensure ballot safety. City Clerk Tara McMiniman tells the Racine Journal-Times that she hopes the drop boxes will also be available for the November election. The driver who police think crashed into a Kenosha County motel has been found. 22-year-old Daniel Plants of Trevor was arrested this week with recommended charges including having open intoxicants in a vehicle and hit and run. He's being held on a probation hold from a previous conviction. The crash happened last Saturday night with no injuries to anyone at the Silver Lake Motel. If you're looking for another place to plug in your EV, there's a new outlet in Illinois. Just across the state line in Beach Park, there's a Casey's on Sheridan Road, where the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency opened a state-funded electric vehicle charging station. There are 16 charging ports at 4 sites across the land of Lincoln right now. The new sites are the first of more than 2,600 public charging sites the Illinois EPA plans to open across the state. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. We'll get to 83 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low of 70. Tomorrow, clouds in the morning, sunshine in the afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 81. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 80. We'll be right back.
News and Timeless, it's WRJN, and it's August 1st, and it feels like it, too. Right on target, hot and muggy, but actually, right now, it's, other than the mugginess, humidity, 75 degrees, it's not too bad. A little rain. Frankie Valli.
You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. Hold you so much. At long last, love has arrived, and I thank God I'm alive. You're just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. Pardon the way that I stare. There's nothing else to compare. The sight of you leaves me.
Yeah.
Sings. That's the Tears of the Clown, and this is James Brown on WRJN. Yeah. There goes the eardrum.
I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. And when I hold you in my arms, my love won't do you no harm. Sugar is fine. I feel nice. Sugar is fine. So nice, so nice. I got you. When I hold you in my arms, I know that I can't do no wrong. I feel nice, sugar and spice. So nice, so nice, I got you. Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not.
Timeless Hits right here at WRJ and the Spinners. I'll be around. Got Wisconsin Fair, Wisconsin State Fair every year. One of my favorite things to do is go to the fair. And for me, it's just walking around. I actually like it now better than Summerfest. This is my own opinion. And I'm old, so I'm probably right. But anyway, walking around, a lot of local bands playing at a lot of different places inside the state fair. Like if you go to one of the drinking places, there'll be a band. You'll go to another place, they'll have another band, and we've got some incredible local bands. Bands from Racine are there, Kenosha, and local bands in Milwaukee. So to me, Wisconsin County, the Wisconsin State Fair is the best, but also because of the food, and I am just a big fan of the cream puffs, and their homemade fudge is really good. If you get into where they have the cream puffs, the big building that's usually air conditioned, the best fudge is in there too. Just saying. Stuart J. Waddles with local news and Mike Clemens with sports plus CBS National News, all just minutes away right here on WRJN.
Everybody knows if it's summer season, it's festival season. And Pottawatomie has the winningest one, WinFest. You could make it an awesome August with a share of $500,000. Play with your rewards card for entries. Hourly drawings every Thursday from 5 to 8 p.m. 25 grand in cash and prizes each drawing. It's the $500,000 WinFest. Get in on the fun. Only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a rewards member to play.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Okay, I have been to Disney, and the first time I didn't even come close to sticking to my budget. How much Dole Whip can one mom eat? Turns out, quite a lot. Now since then, as a Disney lover, I have found a few hacks, and today I'm going to share a little saving secret I recently stumbled across. It's a website called David's Vacation Club Rentals. So for more than 20 years, David's has helped Disney Vacation Club point owners rent their points to prospective Disney vacationers. Then vacationers like me or you can use those points to book rooms on Disney properties. It's a little more complicated than a regular reservation, but the discounts can be pretty steep, like half the cost. Check it out, David's Vacation Club Rentals. For more Disney discounts, check out the member benefit section at workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Cause
News and Timeless Hits right here at WRJN. 50% chance of showers and maybe even some thunderstorms after 2 this afternoon. Otherwise, mostly cloudy. 78 degrees right now with Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. But then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hand touching hand. Reaching out, touching me, touching you. Sweet Caroline, good times never seem so good. I've been inclined to believe there never was. Look at the night, and it don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One touching one.